Today in the Good Word, we're talking about callings from the Lord and how He supports His servants. In the days leading up to the scattering of the 10 tribes and the destruction of Jerusalem, God sent many prophets to warn the people of the need for repentance, and among them was Amos, who was born in the kingdom of Judah, but spent most of his ministry in the northern kingdom of Israel. When Amos went up to the northern kingdom, he, like many of the prophets of his time, did not receive a warm welcome, and he was almost immediately dismissed as an outsider, an interloper. In chapter 7 of Amos, the prophet makes his claim to the authority he's been given, not because of any personal prestige, but because of the calling he holds. "And also Amaziah said unto Amos, O thou seer, go, flee thou away into the land of Judah, and there eat bread, and prophesy there. But prophesy not again any more at Bethel, for it is the king's chapel, and it is the king's court. Then answered Amos and said to Amaziah, I was no prophet, neither was I a prophet's son, but I was an herdman, and a gatherer of sycamore fruit. And the Lord took me as I followed the flock, and the Lord said unto me, Go, prophesy unto my people Israel." The king and his court were under the impression that because of their political power, they were free from the influence of the Lord and his prophet. The priests tried to send Amos away because of his presumed position, his worldly status, but Amos was quick to clarify. He had no wealth or lineage or claim to greatness. He only had his duty to the Lord, who told him where to go and what to say and who to say it to. The servant of the Lord wouldn't be turned away for anything. Amos was not afraid to stay true to his responsibilities to God and to the people he served, whatever the pushback he received. There were more important things at stake than anyone's ego. The callings God gives his servants are separate from any power that the people of the earth consider important. The only thing that qualifies one to serve God is the authority that God gives those who have made commitments to him. And within God's kingdom, the authority of the priesthood means callings are made by the judgment of God with no other consideration for worldly standing. Outside of church walls, the low serve the high, but that's not the intention of how God built his kingdom. We take turns caring for one another in the church, our calling from God determining our responsibility, not any other status or attribute. No matter what obstacles stand in our way, he's asked us to care for his kingdom and his children. The calling God gives us, with a higher power than any on the earth, is to be used when he commands it for the blessing of his children. The point isn't to go around flaunting our connection with God, but simply to be firm and true to our convictions and be God's witnesses no matter where we've come from or where we've ended up. He's promised to support his servants with his own strength whenever we do his work, a promise we're encouraged to test for ourselves. And that's the good word.